Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Barry, good afternoon. How are you, sir?
Great. Thanks for having me, guys.
We appreciate you coming on. You know, it's interesting, and Jason and I were talking about this. Your colleague, Thomas Boswell, wrote a great column the other day about basically like America is a team and we're not good teammates, and that's why we're not in the position we're in now. I'm just curious to get your thoughts on sports restart amid what's going on.
Well, I think as you guys probably noted, Boz did a great job in that piece of, you know, understanding what it's like to walk into a baseball clubhouse or an NFL locker room and have people from all sorts of different backgrounds, different parts of the country, in baseball's case, different parts of the world, and maybe have different beliefs on different subjects ranging from, you know, economics to things in society. And yet for, you know, the 8 hours or 10 hours they're together during a day, and certainly the 3 hours of competition, they're expected to, and in large part they do, stride in the same direction and pursue the same goal, and that is to win a game. And I don't think it's too much to step back and extrapolate that over everything we're going through right now. We could use a little bit of teamwork, and, you know, sports, which is mostly a diversion, might teach us all a way to kind of figure out how we should be acting during some pretty troubled times.
Well, Barry, you weighed in recently and wrote a great column yourself sort of on the growing moral and existential crisis of, hey, if we fast forward a couple weeks into the future and things are trending in a lot of states in this union the way they are right now, at what point do the numbers not make sense? At what point does commerce or the potential for sports commerce not make sense, fiscal or otherwise, in some of these communities where there aren't, you know, at least right now, they're running out of hospital beds and they can't keep pace with testing. And you've got people in line for 4 hours in Arizona trying to get swabbed.
Yeah, Jason, I think there is going to come a point, or there very well could come a point, where we look at some of these sports and say, What are we doing here? What's the good that's going to come out of this? What's the scale risk reward that we're looking at? I would say that I totally get all the leagues putting together plans to try to pull off a season. A lot of them are very creative. This whole Orlando thing with the NBA and the bubbles they're trying to build in two hub cities for the NHL, pretty unprecedented stuff. I think you can both kind of respect the creativity that the leagues have shown and be skeptical that they're going to be able to pull it off as we watch what the data is doing. We know for a fact, and we've seen already, that because these guys are going to be coming in from all over the country, and in some cases, you know, in baseball's case, from different parts of the world, there are going to be positive tests. No one has been able to address what's the threshold, how many tests is too many, what happens if there are positive tests in competition once, you know, NBA guys start leaning on each other and NHL guys start checking each other, football players start practicing and breathing all over each other. I think there's tons of unknowns. I also think it's healthy to have skepticism about the just given the number of people involved in Major League Baseball, you're talking about 1,800 players on these 60-man player pools, plus untold staff and coaches, many of whom are much older than the athletes who, you know, in general are in the lower risk categories the athletes are, to get full-on consensus and buy-in across all leagues, across all personnel, that they're going to remain in these bubbles and not, you know, put themselves in situations where they are at risk and therefore they end up putting other people at risk. I think that just defies logic. We know that the virus is kind of a divisive issue somehow. I don't know how science becomes divisive, but that's where we are right now.
We don't have enough time.
And therefore, it's hard to imagine that everybody follows the exact same protocols.
We're talking to Barry Zwarluga. It's Inside Access. Jason Lockenfor, Ken Wyman, Barry's obviously with the Washington Post. I don't think we have enough time to have the discussion on why it's become a divisive issue. But we've seen already in baseball, Barry, that four players have opted out, two of whom are from the Washington Nationals, Ryan Zimmerman and Joe Ross. Just thoughts on how many more people you think could opt out? Former Natty and Desmond, one of the four as well. How many more could we see? Are you surprised we haven't seen more?
So I literally just filed a column on that. You know, Ryan Zimmerman's situation is pretty specific. His mom has multiple sclerosis. He has a son that's less than a month old, in addition to two young daughters. He's made $137 million in his career and was kind of coming back for a swan song. It's a lot of hoops to jump through to not see his mom for 4 or 5 months and feel uneasy about interacting with his kids. I think, and what I wrote is that if there's these four that are out there, there have to be many more who are struggling with the decision. Joe Ross is the only one of the four who has opted out, who does not have hasn't had a big major league payday. He's made only $3.5 million in his career. He's not close to free agency. He's putting his career on pause, both in service time and financially. And that's a big, big decision. I have to believe there are other players who are really, really uncomfortable with the idea of returning, because perhaps they have somebody who's immunocompromised at home, who they're either at risk of infecting or, you know, at risk of not seeing for half a year or more. Again, the player pool is 1,800 strong. You can't tell me that there's only four guys who feel uncomfortable playing. My guess and strong suspicion is, as camps really get together over the next several days, we're going to hear some more decisions about guys opting out.
And Barry, Ian Desmond made it clear that his decision wasn't purely about COVID, but also in response to the times that we're living in, the movement afoot to try to eradicate police brutality and to fight racism. And also, Desmond shined a light on baseball's diversity issues as well. He's a guy you've covered and known for a while. Did he always kind of strike you as a thoughtful guy and someone who was maybe looking at things through a different prism than some other players?
Well, I mean, I met Ian Desmond when he was a pretty shy 19-year-old kid being thrust into big league camp because the brand new Washington Nationals had no talent and they were in position to rush kids along. And so it's been fascinating to watch him, you know, grow into a man and get to know him on that level. He allowed me to include his family in a book I wrote a few years ago. But I will say he's admitted this in his social media posts, this kind of public face, this realization that he needs to be talking about these issues has been a recent thing, and it's really been a recent thing since the murder of George Floyd. He has always chosen to suppress his experiences, to not talk about them publicly. And so I think, while I'm not surprised that he has the depth of both experience and, you know, intellect to be able to express those things as well as he did in that post last night. It's really taken a turn of events in the country for him to come out that way. So I expect him now to understand his platform and to use it. I don't think, just in talking to people around him and texting with Ian Somme in the last couple days, I don't think he's going to sit idly by as he sits out the season. I will say, Jason, you know, ultimately, in asking people around him whether he would have sat out the season if it had just been a virus issue, right, they said, yes, they believe it was just the virus that caused him to sit out, but he's going to use, because he has a pregnant wife as well and four young children, but they expect him to use the time away to really engage on those issues that he called out baseball for in a pretty powerful way. And I think it's a great step for a current player to take.
Barry Zwalugha, before we let you go, it's an awkward segue here, but Jason and I have this debate on the program. This is not sports related at all. It's a simple question we ask all our guests. Are you a bar soap or body wash man?
Oh, bar. I don't know whose side either of you are, but I don't.
You and I are on the right side, Barry. You don't need to talk to Ken anymore. Ken is becoming.
I have many things.
As is,
yes,
liquid soap.
It's body wash. But Barry Zwalugha, thank you so much for your time. We really do appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate
Barry.
It.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.